From the GPB newsroom on a Thursday, I'm Ricky Bevington. 57,000 tests. That is how much the AJC says Georgia's Department of Public Health has padded the number of coronavirus tests completed in the state. As GPB's Grant Blankenship explains, this error has inflated a measurement often cited by state leaders pushing the reopening of the economy.
Last week, in defending his decision to allow Georgia's economy to reopen, Governor Brian Kemp cited some milestones: reductions in ventilator use and hospitalizations.
And percentage of positive cases continues to drop.
To get the percentage of positive cases, start by dividing the number of positive tests by the number of tests performed. Simple if tests only means tests for active viral infections. But antibody tests, which look for signs the body has fought off an infection, are becoming more common. Reporting by the Columbus Ledger Inquirer and GPB shows when an antibody test is completed, the Georgia Department of Public Health records it alongside completed viral tests. But when antibody tests are returned positive, they are not recorded with positive viral tests. That effectively treats every antibody test as a negative, which throws off the math, in this case giving the percent positive measure a 3% boost. Ben Lottman is an infectious disease epidemiologist at Emory University. While he can't say whether fuzzy math is the state's goal, he can say he does not see much reason to combine numbers from two tests that serve completely different purposes for researchers.
These are apples and oranges, and it does not make sense to put the two numbers together.
The Georgia DPH says they are following CDC guidelines. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Some college athletes will be able to return to campus next month. The NCAA Council voted yesterday to allow football players and men's and women's basketball players to train at school facilities beginning June 1st. School presidents in the Southeastern Conference are expected to approve the decision tomorrow. Speaking on the Paul Feinbaum show yesterday, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said he's pushing for a return to sports.
I'm reserving judgment now, but believe me, I'm an optimist, and I want to see that happen if it's at all possible. And we'll try to be working with folks to do that if it makes sense from a, you know, public health standpoint.
The University of Georgia is still scheduled to open the football season Labor Day. That's September 7th against Virginia. Representative Hank Johnson of Georgia's 4th District is publicly acknowledging a past history of addiction for the very first time. GPB's Ellen Eldridge spoke to him in an exclusive interview.
Johnson was elected to Congress in 2006, and for much of his tenure, he's been advocating to reduce the stigma associated with having viral hepatitis. But now, the DeKalb County Democrat is sharing that he wants people with the disease of addiction to have a second chance as well.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do anything that hurts my body. And that has not always been the case.
He says it's also important not to stigmatize those using intravenous drugs. Prior to being elected to Congress, Johnson served as a magistrate judge and county commissioner. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Woodstock.
And there's more of today's news at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.